Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Mothers, written and read by Emma Dancy. Proverbs 31:28-29 says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all." That first moment of seeing those two lines on a pregnancy test, and a woman's life is changed. The journey of pregnancy and carrying a child or children in the womb leads to the first meeting at birth. The difficulties faced during pregnancy change to new challenges of raising and taking care of a child in this sin-filled world. Motherhood is a blessing. It is a calling. And it is a sanctifying process. Just like Jesus loved and honored his earthly mother Mary, we are to honor our mothers and show gratitude for the love and sacrifice they have made. Today's verse reminds us that God values mothers. He blesses them. He honors them. We acknowledge that many women struggle to have physical children or never marry. However, we are all called to invest as mothers into the next generation. Whether a biological mother or a spiritual mother, all women who are pouring out their lives for the sake of the gospel to children are mothering, and we are grateful for their service of love. Let's pray. Lord, I praise you for the reminder that you value mothers. Thank you that children rise up and call their mothers blessed. Even when moms do mundane and often unseen tasks, help them to remember that they are always recognized and noticed by you. Thank you that even if not in the moments of discipline or the nose, that eventually children grow and realize the protection, care, and support from healthy parents. Thank you for those who recognize us as mother figures in their lives, for those whom we are able to mentor and train up in the ways of God, for the spiritual children you have entrusted to us. Thank you for purpose in raising up the next generation of believers. Thank you for valuing and honoring women who are unable to physically carry babies, but step up in other ways like ministries, adoption, fostering, and mentoring. You are the God over every story, and you give us purpose in life. Thank you for husbands who work alongside mothers to parent and model healthy relationships to kids. For the men who love and honor mothers so beautifully, who speak highly of their wives and model your love in the home. Thank you for supporting and being a husband to the single mother who works so hard to raise her kids and love them well. You value her and walk the journey with her. You care for her every need. Lord, we pray over mothers to realize their great worth today, that in moments of chaos, their souls find rest in you, that in the tiredness of parenting, they can be refreshed by your presence, that in the moments of tears and pain, they can remember that you catch their tears in a bottle. Help them to see that they are valued and have a beautiful calling in this life. Enable their lives to overflow with gratitude and joy. Give them wisdom and boundaries and clarity in decision making. Help mothers not to stay isolated, but press into community. Give them your grace for themselves and their children. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. Lord, thank you for a mother's comfort. Thank you that you are our comforter, and you will always be there for us. Even mothers themselves need to be held and safe. Please meet moms and show yourself as their comforter today. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." God, help mothers everywhere to take this command seriously. Help us to diligently teach your gospel and your Bible to our children. Help us to regularly incorporate your word into our everyday lives so that our young ones can learn about the purpose of life and your salvation. Thank you for entrusting mothers with the mission of teaching their children about Jesus's salvation plan and witnessing to the next generation. Amen.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.